Monday, 34-week ordinary time 1. The first reading from the prophet Daniel, chapter 1, verses 1 to 6 and 8 to 20. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with some of the vessels of the house of God. And he brought them to the land of Sinai, to the house of his God, and placed the vessels in the treasury of his God. Then the king commanded Aspenaz, his chief eunuch, to bring some of the people of Israel, both of the royal family and the nobilities, youth without blemish, handsome and skillful in all wisdom, endowed with knowledge, understanding, learning, and competent to serve in the king's palace, and to teach them the letter and language of Chaldean. The king assigned them a daily portion of the rich food which the king ate, and of the wine which he drank. They were to be educated for 3 years, and at the end of that time, they were to stand before the king. Among these were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah of the tribe of Judah. But Daniel resolved that he would not defile himself with the king's rich food or with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he asked the chief of the eunuch to allow him not to defile himself. And God gave Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the chief of the eunuch. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, "I fear lest my lord the king, who appointed your food and your drink, should see that you were in poorer condition than the Jews who are of your own age. So you would endanger my head with the king." Then Daniel said to the steward from the chief of the eunuch had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, "Take your servants for 10 days. Let us be given vegetable to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance and the appearance of the Jews who eat the king's rich food be observed by you, and according to what you see, deal with your servants." So he hearkened to them in this matter, and tested them for 10 days. At the end of 10 days, it was seen that they were better in appearance and fatter in flesh than all the Jews who ate the king's rich food. So the steward took away their rich food and the wine they were to drink and gave them vegetable. As for these 4 Jews, God gave them learning and skill in all letter and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. At the end of the time, when the king had commanded that they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king spoke with them, and among them all known or found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore they stood before the king, and in every matter of wisdom and understanding concerning which the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters that were in all his kingdom. Second, the Gospel. From Luke chapter 21, verses 1 to 4. He looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury, and he saw a poor widow put in 2 copper coins. And he said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow had put in more than all of them, for they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all the living that she had." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Firmly believe in God's providence. Many people think to be happy, they must have a lot of money to buy what they like, such as good food, expensive clothing, a beautiful house, and a deluxe car. But reality shows these things did not bring the true happiness for them. Sometimes they also threaten people's health and safety. In opposition, there are many poor. Though they live a simple life, they are healthy, happy, and peaceful because they always believe in God and His providence. Today's readings highlight the exemplar of those who completely believed in God's providence and lived a simple life. In the first reading, the prophet Daniel reported the story of 4 young Jews who revered God and kept His law. They are ready to give up all the king's privileges for eating and drinking, to be loyal with God's law, and to live a simple life. With God's protection, the king and his officers recognized that they were healthy and wise more than the children who ate delicious food and drank the wine. In the Gospel, Jesus recognized a widow who had put her 2 copper coins in the treasury. Were the one who put in more than any other, because she sacrificed the money which was needed to support her life. Second analysis. First reading. Among them all, none were found like Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Third point. The Babylon king knew the Jews were wise. Most people recognize the Jewish people are wise and courageous. Many think the reason they have such qualities because they are God's elected people. The king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, nearly knew it. When he was victorious over the Judah kingdom and took them on exile to Babylon, he thought about training up some Jewish young men to serve in his kingdom. But the king thinking, after selecting some young men from the Jewish royal and noble family to train, the Babylonian king thought that he had to let them eat delicious food and drank wine, so that they would become wise and healthy people. Therefore, he commanded Aspela, his chief eunuch, to give them daily portion from the king's food and wine. They must be nourished and changed in 3 years. After that, they must be presented before the king. Second, Daniel Kores. Among these were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah of the tribe of Judah. But Daniel resolved that he would not defile himself with the king's rich food or with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he asked the chief of the eunuchs to allow him not to defile himself. And God gave Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear let my lord the king, who appointed your food and your drink, should see that you were in poorer condition than the Jews who are of your own age. So you would endanger my head with the king. Then Daniel said to the steward, test your servants for 10 days. Let it be given vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance and the appearance of the Jews who eat the king's rich food be observed by you, and according to what you see, deal with your servant. So he hearkened to them in this matter, and tested them for 10 days. Second point, the results of having simple food. So he hearkened to them in this matter, and tested them for 10 days. At the end of 10 days, it was seen that they were better in appearance and fatter in flesh than all the Jews who ate the king's rich food. So the steward took away their rich food and the wine they were to drink, and gave them vegetable. As for the four Jews, God gave them learning and skill in all letter and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. At the end of the time, when the king had commanded that they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king spoke with them, and among them all, none were found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore, they stood before the king, and in every matter of wisdom and understanding concerning which the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters that were in all his kingdom. Second, the gospel. See, out of her poverty, put in all the living that she had. The third point. The standard used to determine the amount of donation should not be based on the amount alone, but also on the amount which the donator had. For example, one gave $5,000, but the amount he had is $1,000,000. The ratio he gave is 1/200, a small amount compared to his possession. Meanwhile, a poor man give out 2 pennies, but his possession is 4 pennies, The ratio is 1.5. He gave half of his possession. Jesus was probably sitting on the court of women in the temple. He looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw a poor widow put in 2 copper coins. And he said, "Truly I tell you, the poor widow had put in more than all of them, for they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all the living that she had." In the people's eyes, most of them will give a wrong evaluation. They will love the rich donation and despise the poor widow contribution. They probably think they are unable to do anything with 2 copper coins. It is better to throw them out than to add them in their bookkeeping. But to Jesus' keen eyes, he warned his disciples, "Do not evaluate according to outside value, but according to inside capacity." Second point, faith in God's providence and His love. Her generous contribution demanded her to have a firm faith in God's providence and His love. Without this faith, she would keep that amount to support her life, as many would do so. She believed in God's love, that He would not let her to be hungry to death. God loved her more than beasts of the field or birds of the air. Money is the lowest thing to give. Outside of money, a Christ disciple must also give many more difficult gifts, such as will, love, time, talent, and health. Jesus demands his disciple, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it." See Matthew chapter 10, verses 37 to 39. Application in life. Happiness in life does not depend on money, good food, or expensive clothing, but on faith in God's love and providence. Richness makes us to believe in ourselves and to deny faith in God's love and providence. Not only that, but it also threatens happiness and peace of ourselves and our family. The purpose of our life is to show our faith in God and our love for Him. When we have opportunities, we must show Him our faith, even we have to sacrifice our life. Amen.